Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Hearing God's Voice.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. A leper came to him and, kneeling down, begged him and said, If you wish, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, I do will it. Be made clean. The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. This past Sunday, we celebrated the feast of the baptism of the Lord, what the presider at the Mass I attended referred to as the Feast of Our Empowerment. Given the events of the last few days, and really of the last few months and years, certainly here in the United States, but also elsewhere around our beautiful world, the baptized could use a healthy dose of renewal of our empowerment in the Spirit received at baptism. As part of the baptism ritual, the presider touches the ears and mouth of the one being baptized and prays, The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. We might hearken back to that prayer in light of today's refrain from the responsorial psalm. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. And the first reading from Hebrews, from which we hear, The Holy Spirit says, Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. Harden not your hearts as at the day of rebellion, in the day of testing in the desert. To hear these words in light of the insurrection at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday, and the promise of further violence on January 20th, Inauguration Day of our new president and vice president, from those who desecrated those hallowed halls, leaves me ashamed at how far from the path of truth and life we have strayed as a nation, as a people, and as a church. The writer of the letter to Hebrews goes on, Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ, if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. It seems to me that today we have been hardened by the deceit of sin, by the constant barrage of lies, defamations, slander, and foment. And our hearts and ears have lost the capacity to hear God's voice crying out, Enough! Death and destruction, violence and corruption are not the ways that lead to life and light, justice and peace. In today's gospel, The person who was sick with leprosy came to Jesus and knelt before him and begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And Jesus reached out his hand, touched the individual, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." There is a sickness pervading our collective spirit, even more than the COVID virus that has brought us to our knees these last 10 months. We have been infected with this sickness longer than any of us have been alive and yet have inherited it. It is a spirit that seeks to divide people based on the color of our skin, the people we love, the faith tradition we practice, the political and religious beliefs we hold dear. It is a spirit not of God, but of evil, tormenting us, inciting us, and driving us to do things we wouldn't even consider and to say things we wouldn't even consider if we listened to our better angels. It is a spirit that silences us, even when we know we should speak up. Is it our wish to be made clean, to be made whole, to become again the human community in the image of God we are intended to be? I'm reading President Barack Obama's book, A Promised Land. In it, he talks about the lucky charms people gave him along the campaign trail, some of which he would carry in his pockets in order to remember the people on whose behalf he was running for office. His reflection ended with a story about his mother who would say to him when he was a child, "You know, Barry, there's a direct link between doing your work and having your wishes come true." The person afflicted with leprosy had to do his work in order to have his wish come true, in order to approach Jesus. But he was willing to do that work because he wished to be healed. He had to dig deep and find the courage to break the societal norm and cross the barrier that kept him isolated. In crossing that chasm between clean and unclean, he approached Jesus and begged for healing, for wholeness, for life. And Jesus willed it for him and healed him. Do we also wish, desire, will that the sickness with which we are afflicted as a society be healed within ourselves, within our nation, our world, and our church? If so, there is no doubt that we need to do our work too. We need to dig deep. We need to again have our ears touched in order to receive his word and listen to the voice of God calling us to our better and higher selves. We need to again have our mouths touched that our tongues may be loosened, that we may find the courage to cry out at the top of our lungs, "This sickness is not of God." We need to claim the empowerment of the Spirit that was showered on us in baptism and find the courage to cross the barriers that seek to divide and embrace our common humanity. We need to do this work so that our wishes for a better world can come true. We need to do this work so that coming before the Lord, begging for healing, for wholeness, for life, we can hear as the leper heard, "I will it too. Be made clean."